You may know all about the miracles God has done down through the ages, but do you really know Him, His nature, His character, His glory? Straight ahead on today's Destined for Victory, Pastor Paul Shepherd shares his message, Show Me Your Glory. But first, he joins us in the studio. Pastor, we've talked many times about the power of partnership and the need we have for faithful partners, people that support us in prayer and with their finances. But I'd like to take a little different angle on this and talk about the benefits for those that partner with our ministry. There really is a great blessing in connecting where God is working, and I know that blessing is something we want for our listeners, right?
You're absolutely right. I think that we do need to underscore that it is a win-win situation when a person is a not only a faithful prayer warrior to undergird us with prayer, but when they are faithful in supporting our ministry financially, there is a real benefit to them. Because when you think about it, Jesus said in Matthew 6, don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth corrupts and things get eroded and all that. He says, you need to store up treasures in heaven. And if people say, well, how in the world do you do that while you're still living on earth? The answer is you support things that make a difference, not only for time, but for eternity. And ministries like ours are making that kind of difference. So you get to directly benefit as a supporter, because Jesus is saying, in essence, you share in the victory, you share in the fruitfulness of the ministries you support. And I know that to be true. God has blessed me over the years because of faithful listeners who stand with us every month. I can count on the fact that part of what they do is they sow into this ministry so that we can continue to preach timeless truths in a timely way that's making a difference for people both in this life and preparing them for the life to come. And there is no Pastor Paul or any of the other ministers that God is using without those who faithfully support them. To you, I say thank you so much. To others, I'm saying please prayerfully consider becoming part of that support team.
We say it all the time here on Destined for Victory. Without you, there would be no us. When you decide to become a Destined for Victory partner for as little as $20 a month, we'll send a few thank you gifts your way, including one of our most popular resources, Pastor Paul's CD, The Best of Let My People Smile. It's a compilation of some of his most humorous illustrations and stories, something the entire family can enjoy. Call 855-339-5500 or mail your gift, letting us know you'd like to partner with us. The address, Destined for Victory, Post Office Box 1767, Fremont, California, 94538. You can also sign up by clicking Become a Partner at the top of the homepage at PastorPaul.net. That's PastorPaul.net. Now, if you can't become a partner but would like to send a generous gift today, we'll send you this month's thank you gift, a new booklet from Pastor Paul called Plenty of Questions But No Answers. That's Plenty of Questions But No Answers. Yours by request for your generous donation to Destined for Victory.
There are some things in all of our lives God's called us to do, and some of us need to realize if there is a God thing that you're called to do, and all of us have some God things we're called to do, you can't do it without knowing God is with you. If it happens, God will have to do it.
God had already done miracles on behalf of the Israelites. He had brought them out of slavery in Egypt, parted the Red Sea, fed them with manna from heaven. It was then in Exodus chapter 33 that Moses had a fascinating conversation with God on top of Mount Sinai. Today on Destined for Victory, Pastor Paul takes us to that discussion. As you follow along, pay close attention to the request Moses makes of God. It's one thing to witness the Lord's mighty works, quite another to know Him in a deep and profound way. Now, with today's Destined for Victory message, Show Me Your Glory, here is Pastor Paul.
There are some things in all of our lives God's called us to do, and some of us need to realize if there is a God thing that you're called to do, and all of us have some God things we're called to do, you can't do it without knowing God is with you.
Some things just isn't going to happen. If it happens, God will have to do it. That's what he's saying. You're telling me to lead these people. I need to know who's going with me. If you are pleased with me, he said, teach me your ways that I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Before I continue looking at more verses, I want to pause and tell you the power of that. In Psalm 103, verse 7, you'll find these words. God made his ways known to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. He made his ways known to Moses, which was the request here. He made his acts or deeds, some translations NIV says, known to the people or children of Israel. You can know somebody's acts and not know their ways. It's easy to know their acts. All you got to do is watch what they do. Those of you who are nosy, that's what you do. You watch people. That's how you live your life. You watch. When we were kids growing up, one of the shows on TV was Bewitched. And they had a neighbor. Any of y'all know her name? Gladys Grant. That's how she lived her life. Looking out that window, looking at what's going on everywhere. She knew what was going on in everybody's house. That's how some of you live your life. Guess what? Moses said, sure, I see what God does. We're here in the wilderness because God supernaturally did all kinds of miracles. I love the miracles. I love how God did what he did. But I'm not interested in just waiting to see the next thing he's going to do. I want to know who this is. And this prayer he prayed in Exodus 33 clearly got answered because later on the psalmist says God did it for him. God made his ways known to Moses, his deeds or his acts to the people or children of Israel. As I've been communing with the Lord, my sense is before I get into my next teaching series, I'm just coming out of a long series in Ephesians. And before I jump into the next one, I felt I need to invite my hungry people to go past his acts. And to say like Moses, Lord, I want to know your ways. I want to know who you are. I want to get close to you. As we're believing for more revival and we're seeing signs that God is doing some things and we want to see more and more of that happen. But as we look forward to seeing more miracles and more expressions of the gifts of the Spirit and more leadings, direct leadings of the Holy Spirit and all that, that's wonderful. Don't get caught up in making God a performer in your sideshow. That's what I feel to call you to. As a shepherd, we're not going to make God a Vegas show. He is more than what he does. He does what he does because he is who he is. And what you and I need to be in touch with is who he is. Here's why. Because by getting in touch with who he is, you do get the benefit of all that he does, but you benefit from it because he is pleased with you. Moses said, you told me that you're pleased with me. I'm glad to know that. If you're pleased with me, let me get to know you better by knowing your ways and not just what you do. Keep moving through Exodus 33, verse 14. The Lord replied, because of course the thing he's requesting is, tell me who's going with me. You're sending me over here to this land I've never been. It's walled cities over there, giants over there. Tell me who's going with me. And here's the answer. Verse 14. My presence will go with you. And I will give you rest. What a word. Oh, you want to know who's going with you? My presence is going with you. That's why you don't have to worry about what's going to happen, because you won't be over there by yourself. I will be with you, and I'm going to give you rest. Verse 15, then Moses said to him, he said, I ain't playing. Look at it. If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. Now, why is he saying this? You'd have to read the chapters before. The people have already sinned against God. You remember the story there at the foot of Sinai. Moses was up there communing with God. He's getting the commandments. He's getting the law. And it took however long it took. They got restless and said, we don't know what's happened to him. Something could have killed him up there on that mountain. And we out here in the wilderness and don't have a leader. And then they went to Aaron and said, you need to make us a God who will lead us from here. No need of waiting on him. If he might not be back. You need to make us a God. And Aaron said, all right, give me all your gold, jewelry, and earrings. And they fashioned a golden calf because they talked the assistant pastor into sinning against God. Don't y'all try to talk to Pastor Kevin. Ain't gonna work. Like people love to say, I decree and declare. It won't work. He's a man of God. He's seeking God. And if y'all come to him with some foolishness, he's going to rebuke you in Jesus' name. Pastor, I don't know where he is preaching somewhere in the country. He's trying to say the word. We trying to do some stuff. You need to go on and start Greater Destiny. He over there like, really? That's what you decided to do, huh?
Coming up next, the second half of today's Destined for Victory message with Pastor Paul Shepherd. He's Senior Pastor, Destiny Christian Fellowship in Fremont, California. Be sure to listen to the broadcast on demand at PastorPaul.net. That's PastorPaul.net. And when you stop by, be on the lookout for a host of great resources, including books and DVDs from Pastor Paul. What does the glory of God look like? How does it feel to be in the presence of the full weight of it? Find out next in the rest of today's Destined for Victory message, Show Me Your Glory. Once again, here's Pastor Paul.
So they've talked Aaron into that. And so God actually has to interrupt his time with Moses as he'd been giving him the law and the statutes and all of that. God has to interrupt it and say, you need to go back down there. That happened in the previous chapter. You need to go back down there because those people have corrupted themselves. Moses had gone down, and so he knows now the folks are out of sync with God. And that's why he's saying, now, Lord, I know you're mad at them. In fact, I don't have time to walk you through it. When you get a chance, read what Moses said. He's such a good pastor. He said, Lord, I know you are ready to wipe them out. But he stands in the gap. God, please have mercy. These are your people. I know they messed up big time. Have mercy. In fact, he says, rather than blot out their name, their names plural, as your people, blot out my name instead. That's what Moses. I'm a good pastor. Just ask me, I'll tell you, I'm a good one. But if you people decide y'all gonna miss the blessing, you will never find me standing between y'all and God talking about, tell you what, keep them, take me. I will be on my way through the pearly gates looking at y'all talking about, y'all should have acted better. If your presence doesn't go with us, do not send us up there. Look at verse 16. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? I love that. And look at the next sentence. What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? This is a good time for those who call themselves Christians. I call myself a follower of Christ. I'm so disillusioned with Christianity as it is practiced today. I don't even like the term. I realize it was a wonderful term in the first century. The followers of Christ were first called Christians at Antioch. Wonderful, wonderful, because they were given that name by unbelievers who looked at them and said, they are followers of Christ. They are Christians. That it was wonderful back then. Today, all this stuff called Christianity, I want nothing to do with, because it has nothing to do with Jesus. So I'm really gun shy about the term. I call myself a follower of Christ. I'd be on a plane. I'm a follower of Christ. If somebody sees me reading my Bible or something like that, I'm a follower of Christ. I really don't want to use the term if I don't have to. But here's the thing. The only thing that will distinguish us from anybody else on earth, religious or non-religious, is his presence. That's it. It's not what you believe. Everybody has a belief or a non-belief, and they'll fight tooth and nail if you want to fight over philosophies and religions. I don't have to fight anybody if I have his presence, because his presence will make a supernatural difference. He says, it's the only thing, God, that'll distinguish us from everybody else. No need of me going around talking about, I know you, if you are not seen in or around me. He said, it won't matter. Now, look at God's response, verse 17. And the Lord said to Moses, okay, I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you and I know you by name. God knows us by name because we are saved by grace. We're about to commune and celebrate the fact that that's how he got to know us by name. He bore us through the blood of Christ. We are born again into the family of God through the blood of Christ, and he knows us by name. But I like the other phrase. God said, I'm pleased with you, Moses. Moses wasn't perfect. God didn't say you're perfect. He said, I'm pleased with you. You can be imperfect, but your heart wants what God wants. And when you mess up, you say, God, I'm so sorry. Not only forgive me, but get me back. I don't want to ever lose touch, fellowship with you. God said, I'm pleased with you. I know you by name. He knows all of us by name. We're saved. Is he pleased with you is the question. Because that has to do with your response to what he wants you to do. Now, I've gotten down to verse 18. That's where I want to go. Then Moses said, now, show me your glory. Show me your glory. What does Moses mean when he asks God to reveal his glory? What exactly is he asking for? Well, this is an Old Testament passage. Old Testament was written in Hebrew. The Hebrew word translated there, glory, means weight or weighty, something of substance, weighty. It means something that you don't have to guess about. It's there. It's tangible. It's impactful. So Moses is saying, Lord, I know you know me. Thank you for knowing me. Thank you for saying I'm pleased. I'm pleasing in your sight. Now, God, I want you to show up in my life in weighty impactful ways. I want you to show up in ways where there's no question God is here. No, you don't have to guess. I wonder if God's around. When glory shows up, oh my goodness, God is here. There was a time when in the tabernacle, when the priest couldn't even minister because the glory of God descended and he literally couldn't minister. It was too impactful. I've experienced such times when God shows up in a room or in a location in such a way that pretty much all you can do is either lay on the ground or just, you don't know what to do. You're overwhelmed by the presence of God. He said, Lord, I want you to show up in a tangible, impactful way. Reveal who you are in that way. Show me your glory. And I love that God again says, okay, I'm going to give you as much as your humanity can take. I'm going to give it to you, but I got to portion it. What you're literally asking, I literally can't give you because it'll kill you. The God we serve, if he ever showed up, bam, you're gone. But he said, but I know how to give you a measure of glory that will do the trick for you, because I know what you want. So look at verse 19. The Lord says, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Meaning you don't have to worry about me wiping out the people, and you don't have to stand in their place, because I've chosen them, and while they're on my last nerve, they're still my people. Now, some of y'all ought to know that about your family. Them's your people. Crazy, rowdy, need Jesus and the Holy Ghost. And God said, I'm going to have mercy and I'm going to show compassion. I'm the one that called them. I can't say about them what I just said about you, that I'm pleased with you. But even when you displease God, you're still his. That's why some of you need to say, thank you, Lord, that you didn't kick me out when you could have kicked me out. I need some folk who are willing to quit pretending. I know you at church, but just stop pretending like you here because you supposed to be. You here because you got it like that. We have all done enough to have God be done with us forever. But he has chosen to have mercy on whom he wanted to have mercy. He's chosen to be compassionate toward whom he is compassionate. And how dare some of you all take the grace of God and then turn around and be judgmental toward your brother or sister. Ask God to give them the same mercy he gave you.
One of the reasons God gives us mercy is so that we will go out and share it with others. Thanks so much for being here for today's message, Show Me Your Glory. For more information about Destined for Victory, the special thank you gift reserved for you as you give generously to the ministry today, visit PastorPaul.net. That's PastorPaul.net.
The problem with a sign-seeking generation is that they always want to see stuff and not know who did it and not know his agenda and his purpose. And I'm saying we cannot be a church that seeks his stuff and ignores him. We got to know him.
And that's next time in Pastor Paul Shepherd's message, Show Me Your Glory. Until then, though, remember, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. In Christ, you are destined for victory.